Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be looking at Team Cadillac. So this week, Cadillac made their official announcement announcing their driver lineup for the 2026 season, and we'd like to welcome back to the F1 grid Valtteri Bottas and Sergio Perez. So Valtteri's been quite present on social media, third driver for Mercedes this season, but it is amazing to have them back officially on the grid for next season. So let's dive into what social media was saying this week about this big announcement from Cadillac. And basically it came down to young versus old. So a lot of discussion about whether Cadillac should have brought in new young talents such as Drugovic, Crawford, Dune, or veteran drivers. And then even there was even discussion around the veteran drivers saying that, well, why are we bringing in veteran drivers who were not even on the 2025 grid? Have these guys lost the edge being gone for a season? So our official stance here is that we thought it was absolutely the correct decision by Cadillac to make the move with veteran drivers. Cadillac is going to be in their first year. They're going to need that experience. They need a shorter, smaller learning curve. They need technical drivers that have technical knowledge. And the reality is it could be a difficult season. It's going to be a season full of ups and downs. They're a brand new team, and both drivers are accustomed to that and will handle it without it affecting their confidence. So we think it was a great, great move by Cadillac to start with experience over younger drivers. And they can always make the shift to younger drivers eventually. But right now they're building this team from the ground up and really They need the experience to do so. And, you know, Perez comes with some pretty big sponsorship as well. Now, let's look at the two they chose, Valtteri and Sergio. Without an argument, Valtteri was Hamilton's best ever teammate. He partnered with Hamilton from 2017 to 2021 and can be credited for a lot of Lewis's wins. He just was a selfless racer who was out for the team and out to help his teammate. Both Bottas and Perez are known for putting their teams first. They're both solid, dependable drivers. Bottas is just consistent. He comes with that amazing technical feedback, and Perez has unmatchable tire management as well. So really both these guys are the right fit for the first year that Cadillac will be on the field. So then there was some talk about who will be the first driver. And we really don't think there's a need to announce that first driver for the first season. Really, Cadillac should just be solely focused on getting into the points. And if they can get both their drivers there, then that really should be the focus. So that whole online presence of who'll be the first driver? Who cares? We do love the fact too that we know that the last time Bottas was racing in F1 was at Abu Dhabi in 2024, where he took a grid penalty. So that grid penalty, unless he officially races in 2025, which he won't be, he'll be starting in 2026, he will not have to serve that penalty. So because grid penalties expire after a year, so that is just a cute little side note. We're also quite interested. There's going to be a Cadillac docuseries coming out with the announcement of their drivers. They announced that they're going to be following the story from day one, and this docuseries will debut in 2026. Keanu Reeves is on as spokesperson. That was in their driver announcement, so that might be kind of cool to watch. Also in social media news too surrounding this Cadillac decision, there was rumors that both Bottas and Perez were approached and offered a seat by Alpine, and both turned it down. So again, management style differences. There's a lot of speculation surrounding that. But now the big thing is who's going to get that second Alpine seat? Will it probably not be Jack Doohan? It will probably not be Franco Colapinto. And we've seen that Mick Schumacher's name has been tossed around a bit. So during our next break in racing, we will be looking at what seats are still open for the 2026 season and where those holes are and who we think will be there. We do have a couple of races coming up, so that will be in a couple of weeks' time. But that will be an interesting seat to watch, is that second Alpine seat. So looking ahead, we have the Dutch Grand Prix coming up. Just some notes. We know that pole usually wins. It's going to be a wet race, which could make this race a little more exciting because, you know, the Dutch Grand Prix can be a little processional, so a little boring. And we know that McLaren kind of fires up in the wet. Their tires seem to get a little faster. So if it's a wet race, this could only help McLaren out a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see here. Like, we have the World Driver Championship battle happening between Piastri and Norris. Norris is a little better in the wet, so this could be an interesting race this weekend. And the big question is will Max get podium at his home race? So please join us Monday as we detail the Dutch Grand Prix. And thanks for joining us today. Have a great weekend.